from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. North Korea rocket launch sounds alarms. North Korea's latest rocket launch Sunday is raising concerns with the United States and its allies that Pyongyang is moving forward with its ballistic missile program. The North's apparent non-compliance with international obligations raises questions about the purpose of the mission, which Pyongyang says was simply to put a satellite in orbit. VOA News spoke with RAND Corporation Korea expert Bruce Bennett about the North Korea missile technology.
It's not the kind of missile that would be an ICBM that you would plan to use in wartime. Once you started putting it in wartime up on the launch pad, it would get destroyed. It is a missile they could use for a surprise attack, a Pearl Harbor kind of attack, but it's not a wartime kind of missile threat.
Now, the UN Security Council on Sunday vowed to adopt a new resolution about the launch right away. UN sanctions banned Pyongyang from conducting nuclear tests of any launches using ballistic missile technology. In Taiwan, two survivors have been recovered from the rubble of a 17-story apartment building in the city of Tainan 2 days after it collapsed during a powerful earthquake that left at least 36 people dead. More than 300 people have been rescued alive. More than 500 others in Tainan, a city of 2 million people, were injured. A Taliban suicide bomber today killed at least three Afghan soldiers and wounded more than 18 others in the northern Balkh province. The violence comes 2 days after Afghanistan, Pakistan, China, and the United States announced that direct peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban representatives could take place by the end of this month. This is VOA News. Syrian rebels in northern Syria have come under an intense week-long bombing campaign by Russian warplanes. One young rebel fighter talking to VOA's Jamie Detmer about his ordeal and why he and many other fighters are withdrawing from the battlefront.
For almost a quarter of his young life, 20-year-old Ahmed has been a fighter, but the fight has gone out of him. After enduring 400 airstrikes in 4 days in the villages of the northern countryside of Aleppo, where a devastating Syrian government offensive has been pressed, he withdrew from the front line along with 100 of his comrades. He says morale has dropped to rock bottom and militia commanders are trying to boost the confidence of the fighters. There is talk of forming a new Aleppo army, uniting the more moderate, less religious-based militias aligned to the Western-backed Free Syrian Army. Jamie Detmer for VOA News in Gaziantep, Turkey.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. A human rights group wants Egypt's president to condemn comments by his justice minister that appeared to advocate the mass killing of Muslim Brotherhood supporters. In a letter on Monday to President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, Human Rights Watch said that the president should make clear that his government does not endorse Justice Minister Ahmed al-Zin's remarks that he would not be satisfied until 10,000 Brotherhood members were killed for every slain member of the armed forces. Somali authorities continue their investigation into what is now believed to have been a terrorist attempt to bring down a commercial jetliner last week after it took off from the Mogadishu airport. One person believed to have been the suicide bomber was killed and two others among the 74 passengers were injured. The Delaware Airlines Airbus 321 was able to return safely to Mogadishu airport. The Islamic group Al-Shabaab is suspected of being behind the bomb plot. Terrorism expert Greg Martin of Australia's Deakin University says despite a series of ground losses, Al-Shabaab remains both resilient and capable of such attacks.
It appears that the aircraft being delayed in taking off, the time device went off when the aircraft had not yet reached cruising altitude. It was only maybe 14,000 feet, and the resultant explosion, in the opinion of the pilot, at a higher altitude would have possibly caused damage to the fuel tank in the wing and caused the whole aircraft to be lost.
Greg Barton says this latest terrorist attack appears to be a reflection of the infighting among rival al-Shabaab factions between those loyal to al-Qaeda and others to the Islamic State. And there's growing speculation in Myanmar that longtime opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi could become the country's next president, providing there's a constitutional amendment. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.